We'll go ahead and get the meeting started. Anybody want to start first? Obviously, we know the purpose of the meeting is to discuss the levy options, where we're at, how we work this, the campaign through, so. Mr. Hannan, absolutely.
This has been a project I've thought about for over a year with Mr. Wolford. I talked about his property. But I just want to bring us up to date so we know where you're looking at. The current status of our athletic complex here, positive is we've had, we really have a great grass football field. You go again, this is a beautiful field. Secondly, we have an outstanding scoreboard that you can read. Of course, we all look to the left instead of the right. And thirdly, we have new visitors bleachers. So that's all positive. The negatives are there's no track and field. There's not adequate parking. The concrete stadium needs some work, as well as a concession stand. And the restrooms are in very, very poor condition. And the McClary Gym is not ADA compliant. So our options are one. And I'm not, this is not a word we're favored. This is some options we talked about. The least expensive is move all football games to be played at other schools. It was brought up in your meeting. Girard, Niles, Miller Ridge. Miller Ridge, for your point of interest, won the state championship on our field in 1962-63 school year. Now we have 5 varsity games, 5 reserve, and 5 junior high games. So it's 15 games a year. The negatives of this, there's still no track and field. It's not adequate parking for basketball games and school functions. And again, the gym is not ADA compliant. It's the least option. The second option is this, leave both the football and basketball structures as they are. But we have a rough bid to put about $100,000 into our concrete stadium to shore it up. There's some cracking, I suppose, and et cetera. The deterioration, redo our restrooms, which they're in deplorable shape. Update our concession stand, replace most of our wood lighting poles as much as we can for safety reasons. Again, on this same, there's still no adequate parking, there's no track and field, and again, it's not ADA compliant, our gymnasium, this complex down here. I think it's kind of the 21 steps that come up. It's pretty tough. So that's something we have to look at. All right, the next option, move existing stadium where we're at now on the same current complex and add a 6-lane track. Both would be an all-weather surface, add approximately 75 parking spaces on the old practice field by the great school. We tear down, obviously, the concrete stadium and put in new seating, new restrooms, new concession stands. The negative is no place for discus. If they do that, there's not even a place for the discus to throw anywhere at this time. Still way short of parking spaces. Tear out part of our $180,000 road. It cost us roughly $43,000. The road we put in 2 years ago, to knock out the road and the concrete would be about $43,000. And still have to make a gym ADA compliant. Approximate cost was $2.3 million in that. And this is all guesses or approximates for that. And if we make the, if we put an elevator or whatever it may be to make it compliant, that could be $100,000 to $300,000. Might be $150,000, might be, we have no idea. That's a ballpark. So that's something to think about. The next option, do all the above, but don't park up there, take the 75 parking spaces, use the old grade school property. I got to guess to be a couple hundred spots down there. I guess I guess if it's a negative, it's a long way to walk, especially if you're retired. I know the other fields have it. I guess I would think there'd be plenty of parking, but the convenience would be gone. And again, we still have to do something with the ADA compliant with the gymnasium. And then another option that we're thinking about, and we're thinking about it, because we don't have the numbers yet, to put in a new and modern athletic complex off campus. And we're in the process of getting some land, looks secure. What would come with that would be this, would be a new football stadium, a new 8-lane track, and all would be all weather. I might not be saying the right word. Is that the right word,
yeah.
All weather?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All weather compliant, if that's the right word. A new band shelter, a new ADA restrooms, that's a disability, new concession stand, compliant gymnasium, new baseball fields, bus garage, and ample parking where people can walk in and be a beautiful structure. As we see the Springfields and the Jackson Milton's and South Ranges, are just that's an option. We thought about also this, if that should come to pass, we could sell the old grade school property. It would generate about, we believe, 14 buildable lots, completely with all utilities in there, gas, water, electric, cable, you name it. If, on a low side, if it was, pardon me, $20,000 late, that would generate $280,000 in the tax from the land sale. It means if they bought, built 14 homes, that would generate between $15,000 to $20,000 a year in tax, which the school gets 70%. If you look at your taxes, we get roughly 70%. That would generate in the next 10 years for us between $105,000 and $140,000 on vacant land we've had for, well, since the school was built. That could be a $400,000-plus benefit toward a new structure. And we also thought if we do something positive, because we're in a great economic shape, that we would look at geothermal, possibly wind to heat and cool our new structure. Location is, I think, is 1.4 miles off the freeway. You take a left and a right and go right to it. And I believe, I can't speak for them, if this project goes in, if this is the best economic situation, I think property values will go up probably at least 10% when it's all said and done. Because people, when they buy a system, they like the structures. Now, while we're talking about a new, also as far as the gymnasium goes, we're talking about a separate gym because we don't have enough gym space. Right now we have 90 games a year between varsity, junior varsity, JV, freshman, 8th grade and 7th grade. We also have a 4th, 5th and 6th grade program for girls and a 4th, 5th and 6th for boys. And you coach, there's never time to get practice time. Is that, I can ask you, Mr. Kovac, do you have trouble getting practice time?
At the grade school we had 3 slots for the junior high. So really we 7th and 8th grade combined, boys combined for one, and then the 7th and 8th grade girls combined for one. And then the other one was left an openness.
But I know that 4th, 5th and 6th grade, these young adults are trying to get a program to help us. They're having a real tough time. They have to practice at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and I don't know if we want 4th, 5th and 6th grade girls or boys going to a gym. That's irrelevant. That's the concept behind it. The concept is ADA approved. There's no parking here. Handicap is atrocious here. And anybody, if your fathers have to walk the steps, it's pretty tough stuff. And as far as weather goes, being can be down there to walk to a foot basketball game during winter, I don't know how many people would want to walk that far, but they could. But I can tell you, I've probably seen more football, basketball games. I only missed 4 ICL track meets in 30 years. And I know people from all over. The biggest thing, we have no parking. They love our facility. They don't come because there's no place to park. And then you get a ticket sometime. So we're trying to look at everything. So are we sold? I don't, when I bring this up, I don't know if we're sold, let alone to sell you guys yet. All we ask for is get all the information together, as we always do, and look at some possibilities. Now, on the levy part, and John may talk about, our finance committee brought this up back in January. We have a levy that's going off. That emergency levy started at 10.75. It reduces to 7.75. That expires in the next...
This is the final year.
Final year. So we thought, listen, if we want to do a nice structure and look innovative for the future, if we ask for a 5 mil levy, their taxes would go down, and we could do some planning, maybe in phases. I don't know that. Also, there's another levy comes off about 5 mils. That's in 2 years.
Right.
We can take that off. We can be innovative. That's options. But I can assure you, we talk here, if we put this levy on and it passes, and we can't do the structures we need, 100% will be given back. We'll take it off. All we ask is a chance to be innovative. You know, when they built the school, I can tell you, when I was a young man, that when they... kids would come to play here, you had a swimming pool. They thought we were the greatest thing since innovation wise. Of course, the other teams used to break in the pool and swim in it, but that was another issue. But we were ahead of the game. And we talk here also that the lots in McDonald, they're 40-foot lots. If just think of, they would look the further ahead and put a 50-foot lot, how nice it'd be for cars and not be right next to each other. So we're trying to look down the future, not just today, the immediate. And again, that's what the discussion is going to be about. And that's is that pretty much, I got the numbers, that's the numbers that we've looked at. So that's where we're at. And there's probably some other contingencies about custodians, and we also thought we should look at geothermal, as somebody said, geothermal and wind. We could be innovative to save tens of thousands of dollars in a few. Badger School did that. What did they save?
I think it was over $100,000 a year in Natural gas
savings, $100,000. So we have a position, a perfect position to do that. Now, I don't know the exact cost, but I'm trying, that's what we're looking at. So we're not trying to take anybody, take away pride from anybody else. We're not trying to ruin the town. We're trying to look and say, how can we be in 10, 15, 20 years from now when I don't know what's going to happen. And we also have to tell you, our school is beautiful here. But we have some deterioration coming through our floors. And sooner or later, not in my lifetime, you may have to build another school here. I don't know. Maybe not. But Matthews, Bristol, they all had to do it because of the age of the buildings. Ours is, 90-some years old? So again, doesn't mean we're doing it. We're looking at things. We're trying to look in the future today. And that's how we're trying to be innovative with the dollars that entrusted to us. So that's my point. That's all I wanted to say. If there's any questions, I'll answer them. You answer them.
I think one of the things that we were hoping to share too tonight is, I know it's been a little frustrating. People were looking for that concrete answer of what was going on with the land. And at this point, I know we had talked about there is progress there and there is an agreement in place. There's still a lot of legal work that has to be done to make sure that, you know, if we enter into any kind of agreement, we got to be protected. Make sure that land is what we need it to be. Is it buildable? Is, you know, make sure that everything's lined up before any agreement can be finalized. But at least at this point, finally, we could say there is an agreement in principle. Is that the right term to, you know, that we're going to work through and should be able to have completed in the, you know, I'd say in the next couple of months?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Would be a pretty good time frame for us. So, you know, one of the things that I know people have asked, they said, well, if the levy doesn't pass, does that mean that we're not going to buy the land? And at this point, I think we really see that land as a valuable asset no matter what to the district. So if it's not for a building purpose right now, even having that land compared to just what you can do with that property compared to what you can do with the old Roosevelt, it's just no comparison.
It's 36.6 acres, which is a really big chunk of property.
And in McDonald, that's pretty much the only...
There's only one of those.
Yeah, piece of property right now that can give you any kind of flexibility. And when what we talked about extensively, too, was making sure that if we do any kind of building project down there, we want to make sure that we look at a footprint for the future. So that, yes, we don't need to build a high school today, but in, like Mr. Ann had said, 30 years from now, they might need to. We want to make sure that there's a footprint there that works. I think we all talk about the design up here. If they had to do it all over again, if we could switch a few things, it certainly would make the athletic facility a whole lot easier to do right here. But obviously, it's too late for that. It's something that it's gone. So, you guys have any questions?
So, are there any, like, you know, looking at there were the five different options that Mr. Hannon touched on? Are there price comparisons, like for, you know, like number four, which is fixing up things, versus number five, which is the whole new complex?
We had a approximate bid. Doing the old stadium, as we talked, it was $2.3 million. And we had a rough sketch of just putting a football stadium down there and a track. It was $5.3 million. But that price was pretty...
It also included, it was stadium, track, locker rooms, restrooms, concessions, all things that would go with a stadium. And a lot of parking, probably more than what we need. We've worked with an architect. We have not signed on with an architect yet. He's been very kind to do some preliminary drawings and give us ideas of what things would cost. But the way he explained it to me was, and actually, we did meet with him 2 weeks ago. He's working on a couple of extensive drawings because, as Mr. Hand said, if this project would move forward, and we could see this done in phases, but there, you know, certainly a stadium and track, but there's room there for baseball and softball. We'd like to see a bus garage. And, you know, I'm not going to downplay the idea, and in my opinion, and most of us aren't going to be around then, but it's less than 30 years. We're going to need to replace McDonald High School. And I can see that sitting on that property and having a whole district-wide campus there.
A K through 12.
Potentially, yeah.
Possibly, yeah, you know, if you're going to do that.
Because the size of our district, a K through 12 building.
You're talking about a K, all of them up there.
But again.
Potentially, if they.
Years from potential.
We have the space for it.
Years from now.
You're going to have the space for two buildings, like for grade school and football and a gym.
36 acres.
And plenty of parking.
Should be.
And probably, we could probably even have a cross-country court down there.
Yeah, they can run.
You've got a perfect one.
There's that much land.
But also a band shelter. Let me see.
Yes.
The bid we got in Refska just said $1 million for a concession stand. Now, I think that's a little bit much.
But that included, the locker room and weight.
Probably some good food.
That's brutal.
But I'm just saying, I will say this.
And again, that is a rough estimate.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
A very rough estimate from an architect that we haven't even hired to.
Yeah.
I understand.
Do that.
And he has done, he did this, this firm did the Maplewood complex and the Lakeview complex most recently. So they have done stadiums. And he did tell me that these numbers were high, especially the whole issue with the concession restroom. But we need other, we would need other facilities on that site. And he only listed it, I think, as concession stand, but that did include locker rooms and weight rooms, offices and things.
Just that, we got information from Gerard. They built their complex, the new football, they tore down the old structures, they put a new concession stand up. And it's a beautiful structure, beautiful place. They spent $1.8 million. So $5 million seems a little high to me. But, and I also, we got information from South Range. They're building a, I don't know if anybody went to South Range game, you went to the wrong place.
Well, they got it, they're building a football stadium across from their new school.
I'm trying to tell you that.
But they're still playing.
Because they don't have the stadium, they haven't finished yet. But my point is, here's what they have. They had, from their treasurer, turf was $450,000, scoreboard $125,000. I don't know if we need $125,000 scoreboard. And they said the bleachers they haven't got, but Bourbon bleachers for 8,000 seats cost $750,000. Now, we may need more for a track, but that's $1,000,004. I mean, I think that $1 to $2 million is more realistic than $5. That's just my opinion. So we thought if we build a gym, and possibly, we asked the architect, if through the gym and the football, if they somehow could make one set, one restroom, what do you call it, a concession stand, that goes in warm, they could use it and block it off, so not do two. Try to be innovative. And we also, if we did something, we have the stands already for the football, for the visitors. And if we should take the stands for the bleachers one side out, like we do at the grade school, we'd have half the bleachers built for the new gymnasium. And anybody that's gone to any gyms knows, I don't know why they didn't build enough seats. Every place you go, they say, why don't they put some more seats? We want to make sure we put enough seats for the future. If that comes to fruition. So we got some ballpark prices, we don't know. So really asking for levy and asking for us to, asking you guys to have confidence, it's a tough issue. Because I don't know what I would be, honestly, but I would say this, and we talked about this. 2 years ago, we got an extra $1 million from the state of Ohio, unheard of. And I believe the only one here at the time was John Saganich. But what happened, I think my estimation was, we got out of fiscal emergency so quick, they rewarded us. And I also would say this, and I believe if we got this money, that should go to capital costs, not salaries. So we have an extra $1 million that we didn't expect, which is a boon for us. So we're looking at everything. So we're trying to evaluate and I guess that's my position, right? We're just trying to look. So what's your guys' opinion? I guess that's, I'd like to know.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Option one, moving all the games, what was the point of that?
Well, the deal there was, that's worst-case scenario. We don't have the funds to do what we needed to do. You know, and that's certainly not something that people are excited about here. But we felt it was important to look at every option that's there. Instead of working to say, okay, are we going to put $300,000, $400,000 into the facility now just to Band-Aid it, to make it accessible? I mean, really, when you go in those restrooms.
I don't think that's an option.
We should stress, though.
Yeah.
We had a look at it.
That was not, yeah, that's certainly not where, you know, the.
And
There hasn't been any momentum towards.
That was a very early discussion.
No.
But we did have the, we had the concrete side evaluated, and it is safe. It does need close to, probably, we determine about $100,000 worth of work in the next, if we keep this for the next couple of years.
Now, that doesn't include the lighting, though, that we would have to be.
The structure itself, because as you walk through, you can see, if you look up, you see all the structural steel that's visible. It is not unsafe, but it does need, that would need to be addressed in the next year if we did not move forward with anything.
That just seems like a permanent solution to the temporary problem. I mean, the bathrooms are bad, but that's something we can handle, I think, financially.
Sure.
Sure, and I, yes.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you said it's not a danger. That just seems like, I don't know, like, it just seems like a stretch.
The stretch to do what?
Accessible, because there's no stairs in the football stadium from
right.
Parking lot side. And I know there's no ramp on the home side, but again, there is one on the away side. And there's handicap bathrooms that are portable, so.
I think to ease your concern, I mean, it is something we looked at. It's not something that I think anyone here really thought, hey, this is the right plan for us. We just wanted people to know that we did look at every option.
Every option.
It's the full spectrum, from the absolute cheapest option to the most expensive.
I'm not in favor of that, but
no.
In favor, we have to at least look at everything. That's what you put us here for. I mean, just like when you teach your class, you look at the book and that you decide what's best for the student. You have to decide that. We're just looking. But we haven't, in all honesty, we have one of the best track programs in the state of Ohio. We don't even have a place. We have the finest ever in the state of Ohio discus thrower didn't have a home base. His grandfather had to try 40 miles to see him run it. That's a shame. We missed out on that. They deserve it. They deserve a first-class operation.
Exactly. Tom, that's, I guess, what I was going to add at this point is the whole reason why we started examining all the possibilities in the first place, because every one of us believes that our kids in this district deserve the best. And how could we make that happen? And that's been our discussion. I mean, why should we settle for less? Why should we band-aid? Why should we patchwork things together when we have the ability at this point to give them the best of the best at this point? And what is that? You know, so that's what led to that discussion.
One of the creative things, too, that I think is important and we've been talking to people about is the financial position that the district's in now is what led us to being able to look at a levy in the format that we're doing. Most of the times you'll see people take out the bond issues and to pay for items like this, but that also means you're incurring interest. What we're looking at doing is trying to do a plan here that we'll be able to finance this project on our own, repay ourselves with so that you're not paying that sometimes ridiculous cost that is associated with a bond issue or other types of levies. So that's one thing that we're trying to explain to people too, that it's going to make us have, you know, we're going to use our money for us. We're not giving it to a bank. We're not giving it to any institutions or anything like that. So I think that's a really wise move to look at that.
So you're not calling it an emergency levy then? Because I think some people think that it's an emergency levy and there is no emergency. So I think.
Is it not technically an emergency levy, though?
Bill? I understand, but I'm just from people that you talk to. Why do they need more money? Why there's no emergency? So I'm just
sure, right. Absolutely.
Correct.
Absolutely. We need to. The first thing we said, we do not have an emergency. That type of levy is called an emergency levy. That's a state thing. And it's certainly the connotation is, you know, it's hard that a lot of times districts have to fight that. More recently, they haven't had to fight it as much. More districts are struggling to get by and have to put up levies to maintain operations. So when they say emergency, they can sell it as emergency. We are looking to reduce the current levy, which is an emergency levy, but there isn't another name. We wish that there was, but the type of levy is an emergency operating levy and bringing in more operating funds. And I think there are other things, you know, we're looking, the board back in the spring passed a resolution to create replacement funds. As you know, we're looking at things right now that hadn't been addressed for a long time. The luckiest thing we got was the flooding in the auditorium turned out not to be a major problem. It flooded, we had water issues for years and years, and it turned out to be a relatively simple fix, replacing some tile. And we had some heavy storms over the summer, and it's almost bone dry. So we got lucky there, but we've had boiler issues. In fact, I should mention to the board, most of you, I think, are aware, the PA system at the elementary school died just before school started, and we couldn't find replacement parts. We got a quote today to replace the PA system. It's $20,000. Now, these are the kind of things we hope to plan for. We didn't want a $20,000 bill coming to us. You know, a month ago, we didn't even think about having that kind of an issue. But this can do a lot more. Certainly, the stadium is a focus. That's what everybody hears. That's what everybody sees. That's the crown jewel. But there are other things. We're going to need to replace a bus.
We're looking at foundations, okay? And this type of levy gives us the ability to do many things instead of putting on a levy that is just for capital. So we're looking at being able to use the money for many different things. But as you know, I have, with Buildings and Grounds, as I have said many, many times, we need to ensure that that where we're sitting is a solid foundation. It was not maintained for many years. The maintenance was not happening for many years. We need to ensure that we're on, that we have solid structures and that everything is safe for our students. We're in the process of doing that. So again, as Bob said, when we talk about the crown jewel, that is something that we're going to be able to do, and we want to make sure that we plan for it well. But once again, we need to be on a solid foundation. And that solid foundation is not only structurally, but with our academics, our arts, our athletics. So keeping in mind that this is the whole package, not just a narrow part of what we could do. And even though it is called, because of the law, it's called an emergency, we're renewing that. We're reducing it by half, which is incredible that we're able to do that. But the money is being managed well, and we are ensuring that we are good stewards of the money that everyone works hard for. And ensuring that the money that we're using is getting the most for our students, for our village. So sorry I interrupted, Bob. No. But
we just passed, was it 2 years ago, a capital improvement levy? Replaced one, right? Was it 2 years ago, and we have three years left on it?
Right. Yes.
Yes. How much income is going to be generated for the next 3 years from that?
That's ballpark, about 245 or 235?
Yeah, it's around 250, 260 a year.
Okay.
So is that money earmarked right now for projects in the future, or do you anticipate using some of that money for the crown jewel?
We didn't discuss using it for the crown jewel. The idea of creating, and just to you know, to beat this into the ground, on the levy nomenclature, when that levy came into being, a lot of people said, why can't we just say we're renewing this levy? And we said, well, we can't say that because it was an operating levy, and what we were putting on was a capital levy. So we had to say, we're allowing this levy to expire, and we're putting on this new levy, instead of just saying we're renewing the levy. So that's, it's kind of a hyper-technical point, but to be legally accurate, that's what we said. The idea on that really was just for general purposes, because, I mean, this is a museum. I mean, there are constantly issues coming about, and there are things that will be coming online in the future that we don't anticipate now, but we know, you know, we don't know exactly what it is, we don't know how much it's going to cost, but we know it's going to be coming. And the idea with that was, I mean, initially, my personal idea on that was to make that a permanent levy, and people said, well, no, we don't think that's saleable. We think that people will not want to have a permanent improvements levy. My understanding was before the grade school was rebuilt, there was a permanent improvement levy in place, but that was allowed to expire because the idea was, well, we have a brand new building here, so what do we need a permanent improvements levy? But the idea is that that's just sort of a general have capital money put away, so when issues arise and we have capital expenditures that come up, we will have some source to pay for those.
So like the PA system that's down, can that be paid for out of it?
Yes.
Okay, so really, I mean, we have the money to fix the PA system, so you guys are going to get the PA fixed system.
That $180,000 been put away for technology, for roofs, for equipment. So if we have a bad problem 3 or 4 years from now, we don't have to go to the people and say, we have bus. Now, obviously, we got caught short of the bus, but we're putting away, I don't know, $20,000 a year, $30,000
for the bus,
knowing that we have aging buses. So we're trying to, like you guys do at your home, trying to prepare for the future.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, but really, they're really, on capital dollars right now, there are really two prongs to this. Mm-hmm. One is that levy, which is 200 and whatever odd. And in addition, we were moving an additional 180 every year from...
Right.
Operating, so it's really the sum of those two amounts that are being put for capital purposes or reserved for capital purposes.
It's always going to be a problem.
Even the lighting now that we're looking for in the auditorium, that we knew that auditorium was one thing, but you know the first thing we said was we can't put any money into there until we could figure out why it's flooding, because there's a lot of I think things that will still need to happen in that auditorium to bring it up to date. But now that we know the flooding is under control, that was step one. Now we can look at the lighting and make some of the real necessary improvements there. And just as Mrs. Harvey said, too, I mean, that's the exciting part here, too, is the first thing, I know when this board came together, the first thing we addressed were the facilities. I mean, to do the walkthrough, because we had to find out what was going on, what needed to be repaired, you know, actually just get our eyes on everything. And right in the same time was also addressing the academics and taking a look at bringing on the art and the technology teachers to the elementary school, adding some more courses up to the high school. You know, those were the things we wanted to address. So when you really do look at some of the issues, we tried to make that priority number one and get that ball moving right away. So, and I've also had people ask, well, okay, so are we going to go back on any of those things if this... No. I mean, I think we've made that commitment that's important. And I think we'd all sit up here and say right now we have the operating money to do that academically. We don't need this levy to say that we're going to keep the art class at the elementary or we're going to keep that. Those are really separate issues right now. I mean, that's why we made that commitment first. We didn't come in making the commitment of, hey, we need a stadium before we're going to address your track or anything. So, you know, the other thing that just off of what Mr. Hannon said, too, was, you know, years ago, I know it's almost unheard of for taxpayers to think, well, they're going to give it back to me if it doesn't work out. It's happened here. I know, you know, the 10.75 when it was reduced to 7.25, but I know that the five of us have all made that commitment that if that we collect that money and we cannot use it for the purposes that we're setting out and what we're looking to do, then we'll stop collecting on it. I mean, because there's no reason if we can't do some of the projects that we're looking at that we would actually need those funds.